This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump says he's been indicted for allegedly mishandling classified documents, and he plans to surrender, as requested, to federal authorities in Miami on Tuesday. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
In a four-minute video he posted on his Truth social media platform Thursday evening, Trump called the indictment a boxes hoax.
It's election interference at the highest level. There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person.
Media reports say Trump faces seven counts, including willfully retaining national defense secrets in violation of the Espionage Act, making false statements, and conspiring to obstruct justice. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Russia reported heavy fighting along the front in southern and eastern Ukraine on Friday, while Kyiv maintained a strict silence about its long-anticipated counterattack. The initial days of the counteroffensive have been overshadowed this week by a humanitarian disaster after the destruction of a dam holding back the waters of the Dnipro River that bisects Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky strongly condemned actions in Kherson, accusing Russia of shelling evacuation areas after the extensive flooding. He added in a video message on Thursday, quote, Russian terrorists are trying to further aggravate the situation they have caused with their ecocide. He added, quote, they are even shelling evacuation points, which is a manifestation of evil that perhaps no terrorist in the world except for Russian ones have ever done. This is VOA News. France is reacting with shock after an attack Thursday when a man with a knife stabbed two adults and four children between 22 months and 3 years old, leaving the victims fighting for their lives, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Speaking after the horrific attack, the mayor of Annecy, Françoise Astourg, said, my first thoughts are with the young victims. There are four of them, and there are also two adults. What happened this morning in Annecy is horrifying. Astourg also thanked security forces and emergency services for responding in record time. A prosecutor leading the probe says the suspect's motives are unknown, but did not appear to be terrorism related. Police have identified him as a 31-year-old Syrian. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The American arm of the world's largest crypto exchange, Binance, announced on Thursday it is suspending U.S. dollar deposits days after U.S. regulators sued the company and its CEO. Reuters correspondent Almond Lee has the story.
Binance said it has become what it called a target of aggressive tactics by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission in its pursuit of, quote, an ideological campaign against the American digital asset industry. The company added it is taking proactive steps to transition to a crypto-only exchange for the time being. Trading, staking, deposits, and withdrawals in crypto would remain fully operational. On Monday, the SEC filed a lawsuit against the exchange and its founder, Chengpeng Zhao, accusing them of misleading investors.
Reuters correspondent Almond Lee. Wildfires spread in the western Canadian province of British Columbia on Friday, while hundreds of fires continued to burn on the other side of the country in Quebec, sending wildfire smoke billowing across North American cities. Temperatures in parts of British Columbia soared to more than 30 degrees Celsius this week, nearly 10 degrees above the seasonal average. While rain is expected over the weekend, there is a risk of lightning strikes that could spark more fires. The United Nations World Food Program said on Friday it was temporarily halting its food aid assistance in Ethiopia after widespread diversions had impacted distributions in the East African country. Despite the WFP halt to food aid, nutrition assistance to children, pregnant and breastfeeding women, school meal programs and activities for farmers will continue uninterrupted. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.